Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners and audience on the martyrdom of Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the fourth Imam of the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the son of Imam Sajjad, regarding his father. This indicates the status of Imam Zainul Abidin, his virtues, as his nobility, and as well as his social services that he conducted with the people of his time and his era. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Verily, he," meaning Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, "used to provide for 100 households from among the poor of Medina. He liked for the orphans, the needy, the disabled, the poor, and the destitute to be present at his food spread, at his tablecloth." He liked this. He enjoyed this. He invited these groups of the needy to come and eat with him. Not only did he invite them to come eat with him, rather, he also personally and individually served them the food. And this is why, in continuation, Imam Baqir says, he served them with his own hands. وَكَانَ يُنَاوِلُهُمْ بِيَدِهِ. Then the Imam says, if anyone among them had a family, he used to take the food to their household. And he wouldn't even, give them some food and say, hey, take this for your family, you know, at home, they might enjoy it. No, he would actually personally, take the food packet and, come with that person and give that food to that needy person's family. You know, if somebody comes to our house, a needy person or something, and to come eat with us, sometimes we give the person the food and say, hey, you can also give this to somebody, part of your family members or whatever. But who is like Imam Sajjad, who would actually go with the person to his house and take the food to his house? This is a very virtuous and noble quality that we, that is deserving to be adopted by us. In the end of this hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, he never ate any food, but that he first gave charity from it. Right. So not only did he invite these poor people to his house, not only did he serve them with his own hands, not only did he take the food for their family, but he never even began and ate the food before them. Rather, he would make sure that they would be the first ones to eat from it, and then would he begin eating himself. What a good model and a good example Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was for us. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Once again, we would like to offer our condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. و
وآل محمد.